everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. What tremendous momentum we have on the team and all of Legal Shield for that matter. You know, the wonderful promotions of the companies continuing. You know, we really need to take advantage of the momentum we've created over the last couple of months and really embrace the $99 associate fee and, of course, the 3 and 15 promotion to get the senior associate. You know, three frontline associates, only 15 total sales to promote a brand new person from associate all the way to senior associate. What a great way to start your business fast. And we've got the Fast Start Reset going on right now. You know, anybody goes into their back office and takes the brand new online basic training, they can actually reset their Fast Start clock and have 30 days to qualify no matter where they're at in their qualification time frame. So, contact all those junior associates. Maybe they get off the Fast Start, maybe had life get in the way or whatnot, and let them know about the restart. What a tremendous thing to be able to take advantage of. Also, you know, with the everybody makes manager this month, get a free mini iPad. What a tremendous thing the company's doing just to reward those individuals for attaining the level of manager. You know, so many exciting things going on in Legal Shield. But something I'm really excited and looking forward to is our upcoming our More Success Team retreat in March. You know, it's going to be a phenomenal event. It's going to be March 12th through the 15th. You can now register for your rooms. You need to go on to our team website, moresuccessteam.com, and click on the link and reserve your room now. Those rooms, you reserve it now, but they won't charge you until March, so you have plenty of time to budget for that amount. They gave a special discount rises, but we only have a limited block. And with the rooms that people have already taken advantage of, we announced it last week and this weekend, guys, that block will run out fast. I really don't see it. I'm going to have to, you really need to take advantage of it because I can see it filling out before the month's out, to be quite honest with you guys. So make sure you go on there, reserve your room, and also click on the link and download your registration flyer so you can register for the event itself. It's only $99 per person to register, so go ahead and wow, I'm getting a lot of feedback on my end, but make sure you go on to moresuccessteam.com, register for your hotel room, and also register and send you the registration form for the event itself. It's only $99 per person to do that. And, you know, the star-studded lineup we have, of course, we're kicking the event off right here in Ada, Oklahoma, with our founder, Mr. Harvin Stonecipher. And then we're going back to Oklahoma City for the main part of the event. We've got Mr. Alan Fernley, our new CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell, Mr. Darnell Self, our principal network advisor, is going to be there. The former Attorney General of the great state of Oklahoma, Mr. Mike Turpin, will be there, plus all the leadership on the More Success Team. It's going to be a phenomenal day, a couple of days of training, but we're also going to have an awards gala. We'll recognize all the team for all their accomplishments that we've done throughout the year, as well as recognize all of our rising stars. So it's going to be a power-packed event, definitely something you don't want to miss. But right now, to get things kicked off, let's go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. As you stated, you know, we've got a tremendous amount of excitement with all the promotions going on in Legal Shield. But one of the things that I just simply don't want us to forget about is the importance of being in Performance Club. Of course, when you've qualified for 12 consecutive months, then Legal Shield will pay $500 a month towards the purchase or lease of a brand new BMW. And tonight, we're very excited to hear from another More Success Team associate that has just received their new BMW. But to introduce them, I want to go straight to Arizona and to their upline executive director, Mr. Alex Gardner. Mr. Gardner, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Randy. I just want to make sure, Constance, were you able to make it on the speaker line?
I'm here.
All right. Well, it's such an honor to work with awesome team members like Constance Archer, and I'm very excited to congratulate her tonight as a new official Legal Shield BMW earner. And we had actually nominated Ms. Archer for the More Success Team Rising Star Award earlier this year, and I think she was very surprised and no idea she was going to receive that award this spring in Las Vegas, where, by the way, she had traveled over 2,600 miles to attend that national conference from Vermont. And that alone, you know, separated her from other casual associates on the team, showed us her commitment that she has to improving herself and her business. And Constance is a retired educator, and Legal Shield's given her a platform to continue teaching and educating in her community about topics she's very passionate about, of course, identity theft and legal protection. She lives in a small rural community in a low-populated state of Vermont, which has very few Legal Shield associates actively working. But rather than looking at that as a disadvantage, all she sees is a blank canvas with even greater opportunity. She's one of the most positive people on her team. She can turn everything into something, you know, positive and fun, no matter what kind of day you're having. When she calls, her, you know, contagious enthusiasm's sure to brighten her day every time she calls. But she's laser-focused. She works her business every day. She understands the importance of 21st-century marketing, building a pipeline of prospects and growing that pipeline each and every day. And now she's being rewarded for her consistency over the last 14 months now as an official Performance Club Legal Shield BMW earner. So, Constance, we wanted to congratulate you tonight in front of the team and just allow you to share a few words about what, you know, Legal Shield means to you and what being a BMW earner now has done for your life and for your business.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. It's hard to talk after that, Alex.
You're doing great.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Being a retired teacher, I'm just really excited. I have something to teach that's important. People need to know. Doing workshops all over the place. I'm becoming quite known as an expert in New York and in Vermont both. And the BMW is really exciting. First of all, everywhere you go, people see the sign on the side of the car and they want to know how I got it. And so I keep my business cards right in the console so I can just pass them right out the window. And it's been just a wonderful joy to have it. And it really keeps you focused that you want to get your 5 points. You want to get 10 points, but you got to at least get your 5 points. But everyone in Vermont is noticing it. And I guess I just have a lot of teaching to do because they've never really talked about Legal Shield here. New York is getting better. Over there, it's almost like, where can I get it? So I'm pretty happy about working over there too.
Awesome. Well, we're so proud of everything you've done so far, and we know that this is just the beginning for you. So congratulations again. And Randy, we'll turn the call back over to you.
All right. Congratulations, Alex and Constance. We're so very, very proud of you, and can't wait to see your picture soon in that new BMW. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He is a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years. And that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. What exciting time. I want to congratulate Constance. She's a great lady, doing a great job, of course, a great mentor there in Alex. Fantastic young man, fantastic lady. We're very honored and pleased to have him on our team. I know Jeremy's already said it, Randy, but I want people to just stop and think just a little bit for a minute. Founder of the company, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, coming out of retirement to help us kick off the deal. Mr. Jeff Bell, the new CEO. Mr. Alan Fernley, the president. And Mr. Rip Mason, the chief executive officer of the board of directors, Mr. Darnell Sales, Ms. Kathy Benson, and Mr. Mike Turpin, former attorney general, talked to me again today. He said, Ken, be sure and put my name on your flyer. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hard put to find that lineup anyplace else, and you won't find a better lineup. Plus, all the Millionaire Club members we got, all the executive directors and platinums we have on the team will be there. So, I know Jeremy's already said it, but Linda Bowden and I was talking, and like Linda said, I'm like her. I can hardly wait till March comes because we had such a great time. But in between, we got to keep, like they said, hitting the Power 20, hitting the Performance Club. And this is our time. This is our day. Let's make the most of it. And to say all of that, I'm so honored and privileged to introduce a young man that I've watched, well, down in Oklahoma, we say, since he'd been a pup. You know, this gentleman's grandfather is a very dear and personal friend. Him and his wife is to me for 30 years now, so we have a well... He's well-trained, this young man is. He's a silver executive director. He's RVP of the state of Arkansas. Last year he made $85,000. He's far beating it. This year he'll be getting his ring. He's in the Rise of the Ring. And tonight he's going to be talking to you about getting discouraged and know where you're heading in your business and not losing focus. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce to you Mr. Larry Daniel Abbott. Larry, go for it.
Well, thank you, Ken. Can you hear me good?
Hear you loud and clear, Larry. We're very pleased to have you on the call.
Well, I want to say, first of all, thank you for that marvelous introduction. I heard Jeremy there at the beginning of the call and heard Randy come on. I appreciate all three of y'all's leadership and really, you know, kind of setting the standard for the family all in Legal Shield and doing such great kind of, you know, makes me strive to do more. Always enjoy talking to you coming out to ADA, you know, coming out to group school a lot and getting to sit out with you. It's always a great time, so I really appreciate the opportunity to speak on your call. Spoke on a lot of calls and done a lot of events, but this tops the cake, so I really appreciate it.
We're proud to have you. Tonight.
Go ahead.
I just said we're very proud to have you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, I'm going to start just a little bit about my background for some of you who don't know me, as he, as Mr. Moore said. My grandfather, Larry King, been around just as long as Kenneth has, kind of come up through the ranks and helped start Legal Shield. So I was always been around Legal Shield. I'm 27 years old now, turned 27 July 31st, so just a few days ago, turned 27. And my kind of startup was probably a little different than most of everybody's, being growing up in Legal Shield, you know, going to events and probably like Randy and Jeremy did. Went to a lot of events as a kid and got to hear all the great speeches and, you know, really never thought as network marketing is something that was, you know, out there in the world today as being bad. I thought it was the best thing and didn't understand, you know, really a lot about it, but knew that's what I wanted to do. But I had a mother who was a school teacher, and she believed and still believes to this day that you got to have a piece of paper that says you got a college degree. And if you don't have that, you're not going to ever be able to, you know, make six figures or be successful in life. So I graduated high school, took off to college, went to a community college for a couple of years, and my grandparents had a 1,000-acre cattle ranch, and at that time I thought I wanted to be a cattleman, and got up at sun up and drove a tractor without a cab, and anybody around Arkansas area, we know it's real humid in the summertime and real cold in the wintertime, so without a cab, that wasn't too good, making about $7 an hour. I thought that was, you know, as good as it got. Stayed up on a cabin, loved it. But then after a couple years of community college, I realized that I was going to have to go off to a business school. Went to Arkansas State University here in Jonesboro, where I live now. Come over here, had to move about an hour and a half away from my parents, and got an apartment, joined a fraternity, and then I realized I needed a job. And kind of started looking, and my grandparents, of course, they got me in when I was 18 and helped me out a little bit, but I kind of let it go to the side. Well, of course, when I started looking for a job, I sat down with my grandparents and I said, I think I want to do this, you know, Legal Shield thing. I said, you know, I want to go with y'all a little bit and see what y'all do. And I'd like to work a couple days a week. That way I don't have to get a job going to school. That way I can focus on school. And they said, hey, we'll do that. They helped me out. State Performance Club, which back then some of y'all may know you had to do 10 sales instead of 5. So it was even a little bit harder just back a few years ago. So I did that. Didn't ever have to get a job through college. But going into my senior year, between my junior and senior year, it was a three-month span of a little summer there, and I worked full-time with Larry and Mary, and went to did groups, did recruiting, did all of it, did small business, tried to, you know, get my hand in every part of Legal Shield, and I made about $30,000 in a little over 90 days. And I don't know if anybody's ever been, you know, 22 years old and made $30,000 in 3 months, but, you know, I thought I was king of the mountain and nothing could stop me. And I really didn't want to go to school, but, of course, my mother got a hold of me and straightened me out real good and said, hey, you're going back to school. That's what you're doing. So I went back to school. And I had to go to a class called microeconomics. And still to this day, have no idea what in the world that is. But I only spent about 2 hours in that class. I walked in, and I'd already registered for Las Vegas event that year. It was just a couple months down the road. And I was, you know, being I thought an adult and coming in and saying, hey, you know, professor, here in a couple months I'm going to have to miss 4 or 5 days of class, so I'm just going to go ahead and give you an advance notice that I'm going to be gone. And he said, well, why are you going to be gone? I said, it's for work. He started asking me what I do, kind of explained a little bit, and he actually knew about Legal Shield, prepaid legal at the time, and he said, that thing doesn't work. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, if you miss my class for that, he said, I'm going to flunk you. And I kind of stepped back a little bit, and I thought, well, this guy's, you know, I kind of laughed, and this guy was serious. And I said, well, I said, I guess I'm going to have to make a decision. And I called my grandparents, and they said, you know, you got to do what, you know, you think's best. I'll give you all the advice I can, but ultimately it's your decision. And I went home that day, went back to my apartment, pulled out a piece of paper, and started writing down the pros and cons of what I was fixing to do, whether to quit college, start working full-time Legal Shield, or keep going, and called some of my friends that I had joined a fraternity, some older classmates that had graduated, was going to get the same degree I was, which a business marketing degree. Called some of them, and they said, hey, said, we're working at Dillard's for, you know, minimum wage, and we've got $30,000 in college debt. And I started realizing that's not what I wanted to do. So I quit, and I really never looked back from that day forward. I went full-time, and I've done, Ken said, done really good. I grow my income every year. But I've had a few obstacles in the way. You know, people say, well, you know, you're probably like they do to, you know, Jeremy and Randy. Well, you're Kenneth's, you know, son, grandson. You're Larry King's grandson. You've got it all given to you. But I know Randy and Jeremy's had the same thing I have. You know, I've had a lot of obstacles. But probably the first thing I had was talking in front of people and contacting people, which, if, you know, if you're in Legal Shield and you've been here very long, not doing those two things will not give you much success. And actually, the only F I ever had in college was in a speech class, and it was because the last day I had an A, but the last day of class we had to give a 45-minute presentation, and I didn't show up that day. So I didn't. I really wasn't comfortable in front of large groups, and Larry broke me of that. And how he done that was he said, hey, I'm going to get a meeting, a group meeting, about in front of 50 people. It's about 2 hours away. Why don't you meet me there? And I thought it was kind of suspicious that I was going to have to, you know, meet him there instead of us riding together, because it was, he was going to have to go through the town I lived in. And I said, okay. Well, I got there that morning at 8 o'clock, got my stuff out and got ready. He called me. He said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it, but you go ahead and make the presentation.
Squire, I want to be a principal.
Come to find out, he had actually called the meeting. He never had any intentions of coming. And he made me do that presentation by myself. I think I got maybe 6 words out. But I sold 2 apps that day, and it taught me a valuable lesson. And, you know, from now on, you know, I've done groups in front of 500 people or 50 people. It really doesn't bother me much anymore. But, you know, through just overcoming obstacles, things like talking on the phone. I used to, I could not contact people talking on the phone or even making, you know, cold contacts. Just in the last couple of years, you know, and I tell people this all the time. It doesn't matter what you're bad at. The only way you're going to get better at it is doing it. You know, cold contacting, just going up and talking to people. You probably talk to people every day, but for some reason, it's hard to get out the Legal Shield or, you know, tell them what you do. Some people just, they can't do it. And I tell people all the time, it's just easy. You just got to, you know, go up to people and start talking to people. Probably the one thing that helped me out the most, and, you know, some people love it and some people don't, I started buying just a few leads 3 or 4 years ago, just 5, 10, just to get myself familiar with talking to people on the phone. And it's good to get shut down. It's good for people to say, hey, I don't want to talk to you, or, you know, hang up on you, whatever, because every no you get means you're getting closer and closer to a yes. But always, any obstacle can be overcome if you have a why big enough. And I think that's so important. You know, now, you know, Alan and Rick have done such a great job in our back office to put the why. And I encourage everybody, if you don't have your why on your back office when you open it up, if that's blank, that's your first mistake in your business. Because if you don't have a why and you ain't there where you can see it every day when you log into your back office, you're doing yourself a, you know, just a disfavor. You need to be able to have that why on there and know why you're working Legal Shield, whether it be for your kids. But, hey, you know, don't just put my kids. Make it specific. Say, hey, I want my kids to go to private school. Hey, I want my kids to, I want to pay for my kids' college so they don't have to take out student loans. Or, you know, make something, I want to buy my wife a new car. I want to get in the performance club to give my wife a BMW. You know, whatever the case may be, have a why big enough and you can overcome any obstacle. Join networking groups in local marketplaces. You know, I've done that here in the local town of Jonesboro where I live. We have a lot of networking groups and stuff, and, you know, it's great to meet people, just get contacts, whether you recruit them or sell them or anything like that. You're just networking with people and getting your name out there and getting the legal shield name out there. But probably the biggest thing that's helped me is something that Mr. Stonecipher told me, probably I was 19 or 20 years old. I went out to the home office. I was still working part-time. I brought some people out there to go to group school. Ken was there, and Holland called me up to my office. I went out there on my birthday. I was turning 21, I remember. I went out there on my 21st birthday, and Wilburn and Harlan brought me up to the office, and they were talking to me and wishing me happy birthday and stuff, and got to talking to Harlan, and he said something to me. He said, "Daniel," he said, "this business is so easy to do," but he said, "it's easy not to do." And I'll say it again. He said, "this business is so easy to do, it's easy not to do." And, you know, I've got that wrote down here on my office, so every morning when I get up and I come in here, whether I have a meeting that day or, you know, whatever the case may be, I get up and come to my office and start making phone calls. I figure out what I'm going to do, you know, tomorrow or, you know, whatever the case may be. But it sticks with me because, you know, it's easy not to get up. You know, in the morning, you know, this morning I got up at 5:30 and had to drive and help a new lady with a group. And we sold some memberships, and then I went out and we were recruiting some other insurance agents. But it had been just as easy for me to tell her, "hey, you know, call somebody else," or "you not to go, call in." And, you know, I had to drive 2.5 hours before I even seen her. It's so simple, but yet it's so hard for people because they'd rather, if you're full-time in this business, it's real easy to, you know, get up in the morning and just stay in bed or get up in the morning and not leave your house. Well, as Larry's told me many, many times, unless, you know, somebody runs a car through your house, you're probably not going to sell a legal shield membership that day. You got to get out and be talking to people and be, you know, networking with people. So, what Harlan Stonecipher told me, like I said, many years ago, has probably stuck with me more than anything. And if, you know, if there's anything else that I can say, it's probably I heard Randy talk or Jeremy talk about it, and I heard Kim just say something about y'all's team event. The relationship I have with the Moores, and, you know, there's a lot of people on my grandparents' team that I don't know if y'all know the Livesays down in Florida. They've been in for a long time. I call Carolyn Livesay my second mother. You know, the relationship you build in this business is worth more than any dollar amount that you can ever get. You know, Legal Shield can pay you hundreds of thousands, millions, whatever, but the relationships you build on the trips, on your team events, stuff like that, there's things that, you know, don't go away. If it's thick and thin, that's what's going to make you stay. If you have a bad day, you can call those, you know, great friends you have, whether they're in your team or, you know, on another team or whatever. But I would encourage everybody to get to that March team event and, you know, be in Vegas in July. We know that's a long ways away, but we had Alan Fernley in Memphis just this past weekend, weekend before last, I'm sorry. And he told me, he announced in front of the room, they sold 11,000 tickets already to the Las Vegas event. So I think he said right now there's just a little over 12,000 seats that can fit in the auditorium, the MGM Grand. So if you hadn't registered, you need to get registered because that's another thing that, you know, you don't miss events. You build those relationships, and that's what makes you stay in Legal Shield. That'll make you overcome, you know, any obstacle or anything that happens in your business or anything like that. And I really appreciate, Ken, you having me on the call. And if you got any questions or anybody does, I'll be happy to answer them. If not, I just really, really appreciate the time you gave me to share a little bit about my story on your call.
I tell you, Danny, what a great job you did. I am really proud of you. I saw you grow up, and, of course, like I said, your granddad and his wife, very good personal friends of ours, has been for so many, many years. And I'm sure that Randy or Jeremy One's going to have a question for you. So if you don't mind, hold on just a minute, because I'm sure Randy got a question.
Yes, sir, I do. This is Randy. And if you don't mind, I think we're going to ask some of our executive directors if they'd like to give you a question or a comment. Would that be okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's go out to the state of Virginia and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, have you got a question or comment for Mr. Abbott?
Sure. First off, great call. I love hearing your story. I, I knew a little bit about you, and of course, know your grandparents. Met them really like personally when we went to Mississippi for a Super Saturday, and we went with he and Carol, with he and Mary, and then Wilbur and Carol Smith, and went out on one of the gambling boats, and just got to see them, you know, kind of relaxed and having a good time. So I like your family. I like your call tonight. I've got a daughter. I'm sure she's on the call tonight, Lauren, and she's a director with Legal Shield, a recent college graduate, mom with a couple of kids, and her and her husband really want to make a go of Legal Shield. And I think sometimes they feel like maybe they're too young to do this. So I think your story was great. But what would you say to some of the young people that are in this business? They see people have been in this a lot longer than them, and maybe they're losing a little bit of hope that this is something they can do. What would you say to them?
You know, Jeff, I would say that probably the hardest thing for me at first was the age thing for me too. You know, especially when I started full time at the age of 22, I felt like you know, no one wanted to listen to me. But I think more than anything, it's probably an inner mind thing. It's one of those things that you tell yourself that it's kind of like I said, it's easy not to do. I think it kind of hinders you. It's easy to tell yourself, well, I'm too young. It's probably the easiest, the hardest thing for me to get over is I was doing the same thing. I'd get up in the mornings and, you know, I'd go to a meeting or something. I'd say, oh, they're not going to listen to me because I'm too young. But, you know, if you're thinking that, it comes across as they're going to know that. But as a young person, when I went to college, that's probably one of the greatest times I had of even building Legal Shield. You know, I was, which now we have such a great marketing material, even better than what we had just a few years ago. The new opportunity brochures, you know, I'm sitting here looking at one of the little trifolds that you can stick a card in. I've recruited probably, it's been the last, I think they've had these just a few months. I've recruited two new associates just from these little pamphlets laying them down. And when college starts, my sister, she's a full-time full-time college student at the University of Arkansas. She's 20. She's going to be a cardiologist. And so she's setting the bar high. So I'm glad she didn't go first. I'm glad she went second because I don't think I could follow the cardiologist in the family. But she's been in a performance club for 12 months. She's getting the car bonus, $300. So I think it's just, you know, start small. Start, you know, set your goals a little smaller, you know, just being a performance club and, you know, starting out part-time. And like probably the biggest thing is it's an inner self thing. When you tell yourself that you're too young, you're going to come across too young. But then there's going to be one day when Larry tells me all the time, well, I'm too old. They're not going to listen to me. They're going to listen to you. So it's kind of one of those things you got to overcome it in your head before, you know, anybody else is going to think that.
All right, Mr. Hughes, thank you very much. Let's go out to the state of Idaho and another executive director, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
So, Mr. Abbott, greatly appreciate it. If I could ask, you know, we all gain momentum at some point in our business. You obviously went on to have major success. We all hit plateaus at certain points. And what was the first level you hit the plateau in, and how did you break out of the level?
Probably the first plateau I hit was executive director. I've actually been ED, I guess, 27, so I've been ED for close to 5 years now. Have never missed it, now being a silver. But it's hard, you know, when you get ED to start building EDs, but I think that's where the real true leadership of people come into play. You know, they know, you know, you can't really, you know, tell them no lie. I guess is probably the easiest way to say it. But the executive director, it's a great position, but, you know, I want to be platinum. And that's, you know, I've got the platinum brochure up above, you know, my office here on my desk. And, you know, getting to talk to Larry a lot is a lot of leadership. And I know y'all have Ken, Randy, Jeremy, great leadership that y'all can talk to on a daily basis, you know, email, phone calls, text messages, whatever. I would say that's probably the plateau that I hit. And, you know, and still, you know, working through it and everything else, just trying to get platinum. But, you know, it takes a lot of man hours, a lot of, you know, a lot of hard work. And I think at first, when I first started this business, I thought it was going to be real easy. Just seeing my grandparents, because since I've, you know, been old enough to remember, they've been to Platinum, and, you know, I thought it was just, you know, one day you wake up and you're at Platinum. But I know how much hard work they put into it, and, you know, they're gone 4 or 5 days a week, and, you know, kind of like Ken, they could retire any day if they get ready to, but they do it because they love it. And I think that's something that, you know, as long as you're loving doing what you're doing, you ain't ever, you know, looking to plateau, because, you know, you're keep working, you're going to keep striving for your goals.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sheever. I think we have time for one more. Let's go out to South Carolina, another executive director, Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I tell you what, you're never too seasoned to take some great notes. Mr. Abbott, I appreciate all that you shared with us today. And I know for a fact that there's some young folks at our team that your words and training definitely made an impact. So not so much of a question, but again, congratulations. And I'm certain that you and I and many other leaders on the call will be Platinum come Vegas. So congratulations, and we appreciate all your leadership, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Barkley, thank you for being on. Mr. Abbott, we appreciate you so much for spending your time with our team tonight. I've watched you grow up, and you and your sister both, ever since you were very, very small. I've seen you guys grow up and turn into great associates. Appreciate what your upline, of course, your grandparents, Larry and Mary, mean to me. We spent some great time with them when we got to on that Platinum trip to London and into Paris, and had some great memories there. But we just really are proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish, and we're looking for great things from you in the future. And with that, sir, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say to Daniel one more time, thank you. We're so proud of you. You're a fine young man. And actually, Jeremy started full-time with us when he was 22 years old. And look, he's the only one in the state of Oklahoma, including Wilbur and myself, to ever make Platinum 7. So to say that Larry's proud of you would be an understatement, as I am of my children and my grandchildren. So thank you, Daniel. God bless you. Anytime we'd be of service to you, you know all you have to do is pick up the phone. Randy, it's time to end the call. But before I do, the Summerfields, sorry, my voice a little bit, Rodney and Thad Summerfield will be our guest speakers next Monday night. They're absolutely fantastic people. For you that know them, you know you don't want to miss them at all. And saying that all, folks, God, family, Legal Shield, thank you. God bless you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.